Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Good to see you too, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine and happy because I got last week's challenge, right? Yes,
and rather quickly. I said, start with the phrase Golden Gate, as in the Golden Gate Bridge, change one letter to an R, and rearrange the result to spell a word that names someone who stops things from crossing a line. Who is it?
So if you change one G to an R, you can rearrange those letters to spell goaltender.
That is all correct. All right, Ian, on November 8, 1889, President Benjamin Harrison proclaimed Montana the 41st state in the Union. The first bid for statehood failed in 1866, but a second convention in 1884 produced a ratified constitution, and 5 years later, Montana was a state. So this week, I brought some questions about the great state of Montana.
Okay.
First up, the Battle of the Little Bighorn, an 1876 conflict named for the nearby Montana River, is commonly referred to as what, after the general who suffered defeat in the battle?
That's Custer's Last Stand.
That is right. It is not Custard's Last Stand. I believe they still had pudding after the war was over there. Montana native Phil Jackson is considered one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. During his tenure, he won 5 NBA titles with the Los Angeles Lakers and 6 with what other team, which he coached from 1989 to 1998?
That was the Chicago Bulls, and he also coached the Albany Patroons.
Directed by Robert Redford, the 1992 film A River Runs Through It takes place in and was filmed in Montana. Recounting the true story of two sons of a minister, it is often cited as the career-making performance of what actor?
I don't know.
You
know, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Give me initials.
His first name starts with a B, and his last name starts with a P.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is right, yes. The movie poster of him standing in the middle of a river fishing or something, I don't know. A small part of Yellowstone National Park is in Montana, and another national park lies almost entirely within its boundaries. Named for natural formations that geologists believe may disappear because of climate change, what national park is it?
Glacier. It's Glacier.
It is Glacier National Park. The glaciers in Glacier National Park, in the 19th century, there were about 150 of them. As of 2010, they were down to about 25. And finally, Montana's state capital, Helena, is the 6th largest city in the state. 3 of the 5 larger cities, including the largest in the state, have names beginning with the letter B. Name any 2 of those 3 cities.
Okay, one is Billings.
Billings, in fact, that's the largest in the state.
And is one Butte?
Butte, Montana, at number 5. The other one is Bozeman at number 4. And the other 2 in the top 5 are Missoula at number 2 and Great Falls at number 3. Well, it certainly wasn't Pickus's last stand. Ian went 4 for 5 this week.
But I'm sitting.
So did you know that Montana has the 3rd lowest population density? Less than 7 people per square mile. Did you know that? 7 people per square mile. Let us know if you knew that. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can find some treasure from the treasure state at WAMC.org/any questions or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of the Montana town, Great Falls. Change one letter to a U, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 4-letter word that names something every state has, and a 6-letter word that tells what you can do to that thing. What is the thing, and what can you do to it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
I will see you then.